Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the fifth quarter with analysis, game stars, all-access locker room interviews, and more. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Pressure coming from Micah Johnson to the end zone. Dembski is wide open, and he drops it and picked off in the back of the end zone. Dembski had it in his hands. It goes through his hands, and Ed Gainey has his third consecutive pick for the Riders.
Riders showing blitz. They'll, in fact, bring just four. Kolaris looking right underneath. It's caught and stripped by Blue Chest Purifoy. Fumble. Ailey Buka has it, and he's got all the field in front of him. Ailey Buka, can Kolaris cut him off? Get some blocks on Kolaris, and Buka's still alive. 20, 15-yard line. It's William Powell in the backfield. Here's Powell, and he's into the end zone for the opening score of the game. William Powell, and the Riders lead 6-0. Riders showing four, bringing four. Quickly underneath, it's Bailey inside the five, still alive. He dives forward, and he gets the touchdown.
And again, it's a slant.
He's going deep to the right for Lawler on Marshall. Underthrown and intercepted. Nick Marshall, and in 15 minutes and 21 seconds, this Riders defense has now forced three turnovers, and it is good. 9:58 remains in the second quarter, and the Riders with a 10-7 lead. Bake the handoff. Kolaris looking downfield. Pressure coming from Micah, and it's intercepted. He threw it right to Nigel Harris. The fourth turnover of the game by this Riders defense. Could it be a fifth turnover forced by this Rider defense? Here comes the official.
The ball carrier fumbled the ball prior to being down with contact, and Saskatchewan recovered a football.
Unbelievable!
Wow. That's five!
Five turnovers. They get to halftime with a 10-7 lead on this. Fajardo has to scramble up, middle pressure. Jeffcoat's got a fumble! Falls in the ground, and the Bombers have it. And he's going to fake it. Oh, and he's under pressure, and Leggio's going to have to run it. He's at the 43-yard line, and the Riders have forced a sixth turnover in this game. Brett Lawther now a 36-yard field goal right hash to give the Riders a six-point lead. Hold good. Kick is up. Plenty of distance. And it's wide to the right. It's caught in the back of the end zone. Is Grant going to try to bring it out?
Oh, no.
Grant's got a lane.
No.
5, 10, 15. Grant cuts back 20.
No.
Pass Woodard 30. Grant caught from behind.
Thank what a goodness. Tackle.
AC Leonard will pick his spot. Four-man rush. Kolaris gunning. He's got Lawler. Oh, what a catch inside the 25.
Wow.
Lawler had to bend backwards. Kolaris, he'll buy some time. Throws it. Dembski caught inside the 10 and down to the 5-yard line. First down Bombers. Give it to Harris straight up the middle. Andrew Harris pushing. And he's clean into the end zone. 5, Fajardo gunning deep for Shaq. Caught, Duke's got it to 50. He's on the run, 40, 35, 30. Duke making some moves. Duke Williams around Alexander. And he's going for the end zone. Touchdown, Duke Williams. McGuire sneaks right side. He's in easily. And the Bombers are back in the lead. Now 20-17, third and a long 3. The Riders season on the line, trailing 21-17 in the West Final. Fajardo looking to his left, gunning, picked in, and it's broken up, incomplete. Nick Taylor breaks it up, and that'll be it. We have a rematch in the West Final. We'll have a rematch in the Grey Cup as well, as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are Western Division champions. And they will advance to take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
That is the postgame rewind brought to you by Westrum Lumber Timber Mart with locations in Assiniboia, Moose Jaw, Rolo, and Weyburn.
The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
In Winnipeg, 21-17, the final in an incredible
football game by this Riders defense, this whole Riders team. Incredible. They go toe-to-toe with the best team in the Canadian Football League, and for quite a while, they were right there. They had a chance to drive for the winning score had they converted yet another third down. Honest, Luke, everything broke the way we said it needed to, and this was an incredible performance from the Riders.
Well, I wouldn't say incredible. I think that it was an incredible game.
Sport.
Sorry. I think it was an incredible game. I just, again, you're right, DT. Everything that needed to happen for Saskatchewan to be in this game in the fourth quarter happened, and unfortunately, they just couldn't make the plays defensively and offensively in that fourth quarter. And what a season, right? My heart breaks for guys. I don't know why, but every time I see something like that, it automatically sort of reverts back to my experiences in the locker room. And I know how just sort of heartbreaking and heartbroken those guys are. I really feel for the defensive guys, because as a defense, you kind of go in those – when you're in the defensive meeting room the day of the game in your final meeting, right, the conversations you have are exactly – like, they came out here and they did what they needed to do, right? And so you hate it because, A, you're not going forward, and B, guys, I'm telling you right now, and this is no joke, guys are right now, they're sitting in there and they're thinking about what next season's going to look like, because automatically the business side of the game just appears out of nowhere. And that's what's most heartbreaking about it, is that, and guys have to understand that there's only one team in the Canadian Football League that's going to feel good at the end of the year, at the end of the season after the Grey Cup. There's only one team that's going to feel good, right? So it seems unfair right now, and it's hard to believe that it comes to a crashing halt. But those guys out there, they played their tails off today, right? They played their tails and off, but that championship pedigree of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers just carried them in that fourth quarter. They were resilient, and Saskatchewan, at the end of the day, I think Saskatchewan just ran out of ammunition. But the one good thing is, and the one thing that those guys can be proud of, is they left everything on the field. You never want to come off the field saying we could have done more. They left every single piece of them on that field today, and they ended up being the team that wasn't the best at the end of the day. It sucks. And obviously right now, there's nothing really positive or anything you can say to make a guy feel good at this point.
Yeah. We'll have Coach Dickinson, the offense and defensive stars of the game as well. I really, honestly, in all this, so many guys had so many great performances. I want one of them to be Albert Awachi, because Albert Awachi made two plays, a guy little used on this team except for special teams, made two plays that had the Riders won this game, I would have been yelling loudly about them on the radio tomorrow. We'll have that coming up as we continue from IG Field. For Sask Lotteries, Capital Auto Mall, and Borgo Industries, also our friends at SaskTel, Young's Equipment, and Regina Plumbing and Heating. Luke Mulliner and I in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. They are the best in the bidding business. McDougalAuction.com. Our full breakdown of the Riders coming up just a hair short in the West Final, as we continue on the Cooperators Run Rough Rider Radio Network.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Derek Taylor, Luke Mulliner in the booth here in Winnipeg. The Riders falling 21-17 in the West Final. Let's go down to the locker room and welcome in the head coach, Craig Dickinson. Craig, thanks for your time. If you could, just what did you think of this game?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, Derek.
Not at all, Craig. Your overall impressions of this game now, just having just lived it?
It was really cold, I'll tell you that. But, despite that, with just, we felt like if we could make it close in the fourth quarter, we could win, and we did. And I don't feel like we really ran out of time. We just ran out of plays. We had a chance to score and win the game, and we just couldn't get a first down. Well, we needed, now the offense has done that, though. Other times they've gotten first downs. But to Winnipeg, they wore us out a little bit in the second half. I do believe their running game kicking in the second half made it hard for us. We didn't get the ball as much as we would have liked. But I'm proud of the guys. They did the best they could against a very good football team, and we came up just a little bit short.
I was just about to say, Coach, you got to be proud of the guys. They battled their tail off today. What do you tell a locker room at the end of a game like that?
Luke, I apologize. The phone is not helping me here. I can't hear a darn thing. Okay. Try me again. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. Yeah, you know what, Coach? Again, you got to be – I'm glad you said you're proud of the guys. You got to be proud of the guys. They battled so hard. But just, you know, when the end comes like that, right, it's so sort of abrupt. What do you tell the locker room?
Yeah, it's tough. There's a lot of down guys in the locker room. I told them I was proud of them. And, you know, I want them to feel what it's like to be close and know, you know, that's pro football. I mean, in one little play here or one little play there makes the big difference. But that's a good football team we played. I don't think they played their best game. I don't think we did either. It was just typical playoff football where, you know, some mistakes were made, but it was really physical. And I thought, you know, both teams played really hard. Like you said, I'm proud of the guys. They fought till the very end.
Greg, your guys forced 6 turnovers in this game. That was an incredible performance on defense.
Yeah, it was. Our defense is playing well. You know, and Winnipeg knew that, too. You could see it in the second half. They said, all right, we're going to run the ball on first down and try to limit our throws. And I think they did a better job of that, you know, midway through the third and into the fourth. But I was really proud of the defense. They keep playing hard. They get to football. All those drills we do, Derek, you know, that emphasize taking the ball away. I think they really kicked in these last few games and helped us win some games that were very close.
We saw him make the catch toward the end of the game. Just how bad was Duke Williams' toe coming into this game and him leaving the game injured?
It was bad. I mean, I wasn't sure he was going to even be able to play, but he's a really tough guy. You know, he took some pain pills and he taped that thing up and he just toughed it out. You know, I think that last catch he made, you know, that keeps us in the game. I mean, it's a tremendous catch on a third short play. And he had a little bit of a headache. I think he got his bell rung on that. We probably wouldn't have had him for the rest of the game. The training staff told me he was out for the game after that.
Yeah, and I just think of all the other contributions from guys we don't necessarily see a lot. Ailey Buka scoops up the fumble and runs it 97 yards. And honest to goodness, Albert Awachi made 2 plays which would have been critical in this game. Just you had contributions from other guys that we don't necessarily get to trumpet on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it's a team game. Football is the ultimate team game, and I felt like we had a good team. You know, I don't know if we had a lot of elite players, and I think the All-Star recognition was not accurate. I think we had more than 2, but I don't think we had 15. You know? But we do have a lot of good, solid players that play hard and do things when they get opportunities to do them. So, as like I said, all I really have to say is I was proud of the guys. I thought they played hard and fought till the end, even if it wasn't our best game, we did play hard.
Craig, I've said it a bunch of times on the radio, and I'll let you go with this. I've said a bunch of times that with what you guys had to deal with from an injury perspective, at one point, 17 guys, I think it was, were on the 6-game injury list. The job that you and your coaching staff and Jeremy O'Day did this season to get to 10 wins in a West Final, in my mind, is incredible. So thank you for all your hard work, and we were... I can't believe you turned all those troubles into this kind of season. It was amazing to watch.
Well, thank you very much. We sure appreciate you and Luke, and credit to the guys in the locker room and the assistant coaches. They did come to work every day, and it just seemed like when we were down a guy here or down a guy there, the next guy stepped up and did the best he could to help us win. So I was, like I said, that's why I'm not that down. You can probably tell in my voice. I feel like we got about as much out of our team as we could have. Now, I do think we could have won that game and maybe put one more win together as well. But I am proud of the guys. They went through a ton of adversity this year and just kept coming to work and doing the things we asked them to do. So no long faces for long around here. We're proud of the effort they gave.
Craig, thank you so much. It was a fantastic season. Thank you for everything, and we'll I suspect we'll talk to you tomorrow for the final time this year.
I'm sure we will. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you.
He is the head coach of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Craig Dickinson, in the post-game show. The coach's comments for Great Western Beer. Great-tasting, refreshing beer, proudly brewed in Western Canada, using only the highest quality ingredients. Please enjoy responsibly. We'll break for Bronc Beer, now available in Saskatchewan, Seedmaster, and the Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer. The offense and defensive stars of the game still to come as we wrap up from Winnipeg on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Saskatchewan's number one sports radio talk show is The Sports Cage. Weekdays at 4 with Derek Taylor on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The Riders 2021 season is over. 21-17, they fall to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We had a rematch in the Western Final. We get a rematch in the Grey Cup as well. And as Odell Willis on Twitter pointing out, first time we've had a Grey Cup rematch since 2009-2010, Lucas Mullinder.
Yeah, and hopefully the Hamilton Tiger Cats come away from that rematch situation in a much better mind state than we were in 2009 and 2010. So that is an astute observation from Odell.
Odell Willis. Let's go back down to the locker room and welcome in our offensive star of the game, William Powell. William, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Just if you would, what are you feeling right now?
What's expected? Frustration, of course. Just gotta keep fighting, keep living, and keep trying to get better.
How did this game go versus how you thought it would go?
It was most likely to be a close game, a dogfight, which it ended up being. So we knew it more than likely would be close, and we had a chance to win there at the end.
Yeah, you did, and just came up a little short on a third down. You had 11 carries for 32 yards, and there you were in the pass game again, making plays to keep drives alive and convert second downs. The running game may not have been there, but your contributions this season have been fantastic. What do you think of your season as a total?
I think I had a great season. The film doesn't lie. I make plays when they're there, and I'm a hard guy to tackle in space, and my teammates played well around me, and I capitalized on everything that I had, and I just want to keep moving forward and keep building.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. How tough is this Bombers team, William?
They're a good team. They got a talented group of guys, but like I said, we had a chance there to win at the end. We just came up short.
Yeah. And sometimes it goes that way. Your reflections on the season as a whole, is it kind of when you gathered for camp after a year away, is this what you thought? Did you think the team was top four, top two worthy in the CFL?
Yeah, we knew we would have an opportunity to win the West and go to the Grey Cup, and in actuality it happened, and we did have a chance to do that. We just fell short, but We were expecting to be in this position, and we got here. So, I wouldn't say we fell short in that regard, but we did fall short in making it to the Grey Cup. But, we fought there to the end, and we had a chance.
This season, the offense from 2019 to Jason Moss this year seemed a lot different, with three running back sets and different personnel packages. How much fun was this season? How much fun was a new offensive coordinator?
It was real fun. We got to do a lot of different sets, a lot of different formations. We got to, like you said, utilize me in the receiving game, and play a few different running backs and fullbacks and all type of different sets. And and it's just fun in the aspect of enjoying the group that we had around us. We had a great group of guys. We had a good brotherhood in the locker room, and everybody enjoyed each other. So we had fun in that respect.
Watching you play, William, I'll let you go with this one. Watching you play, it looks like you've got a lot of juice left in you. Is there more CFL football in your future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to keep going until I don't have it anymore. And like you said, the film doesn't lie. I still have that explosion, that elusiveness and quickness. So I'm going to keep going until I don't have it, and that's when I'll stop.
Yeah, William, we've talked about this before. I enjoy watching you out there, and the cuts that you make and the plays that you make and the plays you made in this game were vital to keep this thing going. Thank you, sir, for everything this season. Appreciate your effort, and thanks for being with us.
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you.
He is the Riders running back, William Powell. Nice enough to join us as one of the game stars. All our game stars are brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain tracking, trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. Powell had 15 touches and targets for 79 total yards, including a 22-yard reception, as the Riders kept this one close right to the bitter end.
He was a valuable piece of the puzzle this year. And again, I'm glad that he mentioned it, but realistically, other than Kyran Moore, he was probably Cody's most consistent target, or at least most reliable.
45 right? catches before this game, yeah.
And again, today it showed, right? There was times where Cody stepped up into the pocket, and he was looking for Powell, and he found him a couple times there. But like you said, right, it's you know, that they had it close at the end, right? And that's where they wanted it, just to have an opportunity. And that's kind of where – that's why I was giving it to the Riders. I felt like they were in a good spot. I felt like if it was close in the fourth quarter, they would find a way to get it done, just because of the adversity that they had to play through all year.
Yeah.
Especially the last part of the season.
William Powell got fewer yards before contact than any other running back in the league and still managed to be all right. And you think, wow, if he gets a little better help, he can still do some incredible things in the CFL. For Redhead Equipment, Nutrient Ag Solutions, SGI Take Care out there, and spreads.ca, we're going to go to break. Back with plenty more, including our defensive star of the game, when we return to Winnipeg on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
6:16 p.m. as Luke Mulliner and I continue in the fifth quarter post-game show. Right at the top, you heard the post-game rewind. It's brought to you by Westrum Lumber Timber Mart, with locations in Assiniboia, Moose Jaw, Rolo, and Weyburn. 21-17, the final score in this one. Brett Lawther missed a field goal in this game.
Oh!
1-for-2 in the game.
Oh.
If he makes his field goal,
I was hoping you weren't going to bring that up.
The Riders don't have to keep going for it on third down. They could have potentially kicked a field goal to win the game. So sometimes...
Well, you never want your butt or your mouth to write checks that your butt can't cash, right? And it was a shame, because he's had a great year. But the one time you really needed him to actually be the best kicker in the league, he misses. And again, that was sort of the tipping point. That's where everything sort of tipped, right? You had the missed opportunity with Duke wide open in the corner of the field, and then you had that missed field goal. And again, you know, the guy that we've got on the mic, I mean, thank goodness for him, because he stopped. But Janarian Grant was about to roll out on it too. But that's where I felt like the game really turned in the Blue Bombers' favor.
Yeah, I wanted to bring on our next guest as the defensive star of the game, even though he's an offensive player. I know that, and we haven't talked to Albert Awachi much this season, but two enormous plays in this game. Albert, thanks for your time post game, sir.
Thanks for having me.
If you would, it seemed like you had a lot more reps on offense this game than any game I can remember that season. Is that right?
I mean, there's been a few games where I've had a couple more plays, but this is definitely probably one of the more frequent reps I've had compared to, I guess, the lower half of the season. So yeah.
What was that feeling like for you, knowing that in the biggest game of the year, the coaches were coming to you?
I'm just ready for my opportunity. I'm always thankful, and I always try to take advantage of the opportunities that I have. I know this was a big game, a big moment, and I just had to be a big player out there. So that's what I try to do. And unfortunately, we didn't come up with the outcome that we wanted, but this is definitely a building stone for next year, and definitely for things to come.
And I wanted to have you on so I could ask you about the two plays that you made. Mark Leggio, I don't know what was happening on their first punt, but he then tries to run up the middle, and you bring him down. Can you just tell me what you saw, what you thought on that play, and what happened?
So this is I go in and just look at the right angle, and then once I make contact and I'm peering through the front line and seeing what's happening in the backfield, I notice that the punter still had the ball in his hands a little longer than I expected. He started taking some steps forward, and then I shed my block toward the inside, and then made sure he had no cutback lane, hit him thick. I knew it was about third and one, third and two. And then once I hit him thick, I looked at the line, the sideline, noticed he didn't get it, and then that was a wrap of that play.
I'm going to say tackling the guy who's 5'7", that probably feels pretty good. You probably get a pretty good lick on a guy like that generally.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt good, especially when the teammates, you know, got amped, cheered me on and motivated me. So it was a good momentum for the team, so I was very excited to contribute in that way.
And then you were able to track down Janarian Grant. I believe it was the missed field goal return.
Oh, not track down. He saved a touchdown.
Oh, and that's where I was going with that. If you don't get Grant, I feel like he scores and turns the whole game. Please, if you would, Albert, tell me about that play.
Yeah, so I was on the other side of the field to begin the play, and I heard the crowd erupt, and, you know, okay, that couldn't have been good. He started going towards his left sideline. I saw one of the players on our team slip, so I knew, okay, this is a dangerous return, so I just went flat, kind of how I'm coached, go flat, sprinted down, and I saw there was an alley for him to cut back in, and I knew if I could make at least enough strides, 4, 5, 6 more strides, just get what I got, I'll be in the play. So once he made the cutback, he was kind of just right there for me. I dove, I know he's a fast dude. I did as much as I can run up. And
we're dropping off our connection to Albert Awachi. Zinger, give Albert our thanks for joining us. The connection is a little too bad to continue on, but we appreciate him being with us. Albert Awachi, we're calling him our defensive star of the game because, frankly, it's our broadcast, and we can celebrate, guys, however we want. That play, if Janarian Grant returns that for a touchdown, at that moment I felt like the game was going to be over. And it was one of those plays, as it was going on, this feeling kind of builds up in my stomach. I'm like, oh, no. And all of a sudden, Albert Awachi swoops in and makes that tackle. What an incredible play.
Yeah, when Lowther missed it, I was like, oh, no. I mean, that's not good. But the problem after that was when Janarian Grant chose to go to his left. I was hoping he was going to stick to his right because he would have gotten tackled immediately. But then he chose to go to his right. And in the clip, you're going to hear me say, oh, no, a few times because – It was to the house, and just what an effort. That's why they were in it until the last minute, because they were willing to make plays like that, right? They were in the game, and they had the opportunity to win the game because of effort like the they got out of Albert Awachi today. So
well, and what caught me, and you probably, this is probably old hat for you, but Albert talked about it. I saw a guy slip, and he said something like, I was 6 over, and I realized I had to do – he had to change up what he did. I'm like, oh, well, there's actually a lot going on that he had to do to make that play as opposed to it just being a great physical play.
Because when you're on the backside of a coverage play like that, right?
Yeah.
So when you're on the left and the kicker misses it to the right, your first thought is, especially on the longer field goals, is you have to adhere to your run lane because the field's so wide that if you immediately start running towards where you think the ball carrier is going to go, you're going to open up a massive lane. And the other problem is you're out there with offensive linemen, and they're not used to being in coverage. So the lane that you open up normally by getting out of it is wide, but with an offensive lineman there just sort of plodding around and trying to get to where he's going to get, the lane could also be wider.
Mm-hmm.
But to come across the field like that, on that, he had to take a perfect angle. And that's probably what was most impressive about the play. It was the effort was there, but the football IQ to take that angle. Because if he had been any lower or any higher, Janarian Grant has a shot to return it for a touchdown. But he was on that perfect sort of angle. And again, it's plays like that that kept him in the game today.
Yeah, and let's not kid ourselves. There are a bunch of other guys we could have also celebrated as defensive star of the game. Nick Marshall, an interception. Nigel Harris, an interception. Ed Gainey with a pick. Luchez Purifoy with a strip. Ailey Buca, a forced fumble and a massive return for 97 yards that set up the Riders' first touchdown.
You know what we didn't see, though?
Keon Adams with a sack.
The problem is we didn't see the defensive lineman making plays, and that's the first time we haven't seen that.
Just the one sack, right?
You didn't see the constant pressure on a quarterback. And again, you got to give kudos to a guy like A.C. Leonard who came out there, definitely wasn't 100%. I mean, you knew from the first rep he took he wasn't 100% the way he was just standing out there, right? He was taking into account the hip. Just the way he was lining up. And he battled through. You love the guy. But, you know, it's funny, right? You talked last week about it, and you talked this game about it, is that you are who you are, unfortunately, right? And for me, I always say, well, you know, you've always got a chance to turn it around. And as long as you turn it around on the game, yeah, they did get some untimely penalties, right? That offsetting penalty was
malarkey.
Ridiculous at the end of the game. There was no way Lanier should have. But again, it's one of those calls, right, where this guy gets penalized all year, and if you see a kerfuffle, right, and 91's involved,
you just
automatically assume, oh, yeah, he definitely did something wrong. So again, that came back to bite him a bit, but you didn't see the constant pressure. And what you also didn't see today is you didn't see the interior get the push that they were used to getting. Micah Johnson showed it a couple times,
yep.
But you didn't see the push on the interior,
especially in that fourth quarter.
They were playing on – the Winnipeg Blue Bombers were playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. And unfortunately, in games like this where it's cold, where it's you're a Western team, that's how this game – like, you got to stop the run in the fourth quarter, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders just weren't able to do it.
Let's go to break for Battery Depot by CAA, AGCO, The Tap, and Spreads.ca. Luke and I continue from IG Field in Winnipeg, where the Riders' season ends 21-17. They fall to the Bombers on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
6:27 p.m. as we continue from Winnipeg on the fifth quarter post-game show. Stars of the game on offense, William Powell. On defense, sort of, Albert Awachi. Want you to write the game stars down. Be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball. You'll have a chance to win a Bronc beer gift pack. And we're in the broadcast booth for McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. We sit here on the other side of the Western Final. The Riders is finishing the season with 10 wins and 6 losses.
Yeah.
When I saw the team coming out of training camp, Luke, I didn't think they would be this good. And then you add in T-minus 2 days, 4 Achilles injuries. As we talked about with Craig Dickinson, 17 guys on the 6-game injured list, including what would have been all-star middle linebacker, defensive end, star safety in Mike Edom, and on and on and on. They played with their, I don't know, third and fifth tackles from training camp as their starting tackles. I will leave this season thinking I am so impressed with the season they were able to put together. I know they say next man up, and I totally get that, but 17 next men up, and they were able to get here and take the eventual Grey Cup champions for a run in this game, to me, is incredibly impressive.
I think that they're a very resilient team. I think that what enables success, as they had it this year, was the level-headed approach that their head coach always has. Doesn't get too up, doesn't get too down. And it's good to have a coach like that when there's a lot of guys interchanging in the locker room. Guys are in and out. New guys are there 1 minute, and the next day they're gone. Things like that, right? So I think that this team always had a shot because of that approach that Coach Dickinson has taken with them. And I do think that there are some positives, right? You got some young guys, a ton of reps that normally wouldn't have, like Logan Ferland wouldn't have gotten those reps this year, right? And you got to see just whether or not Brett Boyko was a guy that you can go and use at tackle, right? You got to see a guy.
Keon Schaefer like, Baker,
right? You got
popped
to see
when
yeah,
Shaq got hurt, right?
You got to see a guy like Schaefer Baker. You got to see. I think there's some building blocks on this team, right? I think this young Canadian receiving core, and don't forget, you have a guy like McInnis there. I think that you can build around that young. I think that Duke becomes a priority. You bring him back, right?
Yes.
But again, it's just I do give a lot of credit to this coaching staff because they just kept at it. They kept coaching. And they didn't let that be the excuse. There was never a time in the game or in a post game or a pregame where you heard a coach say, yeah, we're going to have to find a way to do it without so-and-so. Right? They just came and said, hey, we're gonna have to try to figure out a way to win all together. As much as the media, us included, always pointed out the fact that, well, coach, you lost this guy again, right?
Yeah.
It was always, hey, that's okay. So-and-so is in there. We believe in him. So, again, I do think that was one of the victories of this year is the coaches brought this team a lot farther than it probably should have gotten.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when you think of defensive end, linebacker, safety, both field side, well, gosh, all three guys on the field side as far as coverage players. Your starting left tackle, your starting right tackle, the guy who was going to be your starting right tackle till he retired in training camp. Okay, well, now here's guys four and five. William Powell, workhorse. Cody Fajardo, workhorse. Shaq Evans, six-game injured list. Duke Williams came in later. Jordan Williams-Lambert was a starter on this team. They've now had two guys to replace him. Ricardo Lewis tore his Achilles. Here's Paul McRoberts.
Totally forgot about Jordan Williams-Lambert.
Right?
Totally
because
forgotten.
It's been so long and just nonstop. These guys never stopped believing it was.
And it gives you an opportunity, right,
DC, so happy
to really look forward into the next year and start considering, right, where you have the available money and where you can spend it. And when you have a crew like the Canadian Receiving Corps,
that's a great start.
Came out and really plugged some gaps. You can say to yourself, well, maybe we don't have to overspend there. Maybe we can focus on a guy like Duke and then build around that young core, build around Duke, and then go get some alignment, right? Like,
yeah.
You're going to be able to move things around based on the fact that you saw guys play that you really didn't expect to see play, and you can make that call on them now. Oh, thank goodness so-and-so got this many games because now we know that he's not part of the plan. Or now we know he is definitely part of the plan.
Braden Lenius would be in a contract
Braden
here.
Braden Lenius's season was a fantastic example of just taking advantage of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The guy did the work in the offseason that, by the way, was 2 years. Right, he did the work, lost all the weight, and he stayed resilient. And I was really impressed with Lenius, especially in the second half of the season, because he wasn't the story. He wasn't a guy that was getting the football anymore. He had to go out there and be part of the team and not be the go-to guy. But every time you still went to him, he'd make the play. Right, today he made a couple plays that they really needed him to make. So, again, you have a guy now that JL can say, man, if we need a playmaker, we have the makings of one right here. We know he's going to do all the work he can in the offseason, right? But you know he's also not a selfish guy, right? He's not out there in the media, you know, making excuses for himself. He's out there just playing hard. And those are the guys. I really admire Lenius's approach because I do feel like it was a make-or-break year for him this year. I really do. I couldn't understand why a guy of the physical attributes and characteristics wouldn't excel at not only the NCAA level, but at the pro level. And turns out he just needed to refocus and maybe drop some weight. And, again, I think it was one of the better stories, him and Schaefer Baker. I think that again, Schaefer and Bake, that was a fantastic story. You got plays and mileage out of a receiver you really didn't expect. And don't forget, you got Terrell Janna and McInnis. Like, that receiving core, Canadian receiving core, is going to be able to solve some problems when it comes to looking at their roster for them next year.
Jake Hardy in this game made a big play drawing a pass there.
The last ball went to Mitch Picton. Like, who called that?
Well,
like, you don't have Duke out there. You can rely on a guy like Picton. That's the trust, right?
Yeah.
Because normally you – yeah. So it's all for naught, obviously. The team lost today, and again, my sort of – the business mind always sort of trumps everything as soon as a loss like this happens in the playoff. You automatically think, okay, well, what changes do you have to make?
Yep.
And there'll be plenty of time to answer those questions. There'll be plenty of conversations to start and finish those conversations, and it's just – again, it's really tough for the guys, right? Because it's hard to fathom, and you can't tell a team, well, don't worry, guys, everybody feels like this except one team. You just can't. It's impossible.
Nobody wants to hear that, right?
Yeah.
That said, as a fan and as a guy following the team, I will forever be impressed by what they were able to put together this season. I know they don't believe in moral victories, but I absolutely do, and they definitely get one for this season. Final segment for us next for Young's Equipment and Sask Lotteries. We're back to Winnipeg after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The Fifth Quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 620 CKRM.
6:37 p.m. Final segment for us in the Fifth Quarter post-game show. From Winnipeg, the Riders falling just a bit short, 21-17, the final. Six turnovers forced by the Riders' defense versus two they gave up. Man,
you can't win that battle like that and lose the game, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sore point, right? Like, that's going to be something that a lot of people are pointing to. And really probably hinging the problem on is how do the Riders, especially five turnovers in the first half, is how do they not manufacture more points, winning the turnover battle 6-2?
It's an extension
against
of
the Blue Bombers.
It's an extension of what we talked about all season long. Ultimately, Cody Fajardo, 265 yards passing. You add in the pass interference call Jake Hardy drew. That's 300 yards through the air. On the ground, running back William Powell, 11 for 32. Duke Williams, 4 catches for 108 and 1. Sounded like Dickinson said he injured his head.
Yeah,
on
he
that
might have
final
just
play.
Bounced it off the turf, right? Like,
that he got it out. Hard. That he gutted that out. That AC Leonard gutted out his injury. Micah Johnson dealing with the loss of his father. I just leave this season particularly impressed with everything they were able to do. That is our 16th and final broadcast.
Hey man,
for
listen,
this season,
I thought you were awesome this year, man. I don't want to say that in front of Rider Nation, man. I know how hard you worked. You were great this year, man. Congratulations. It was a good year. I think that. You know, for us, it feels this was the last one anyways, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
If they had won, you would have gone and done probably the sideline reports in Hamilton. I would have found an excuse not to go to Hamilton, and it would have been it. But
I would have phoned you from Hamilton, singing Hamilton. It would have been a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, it has been absolutely my pleasure. We have just a tremendous amount of fun doing these games.
This was great, man.
And I learned a lot working alongside you, and I've been entertained by this team all season long, and
that's the
I'm
best
so happy
part, man.
For that.
What an entertaining team. Like, this game, for all, if you looked on paper, you would have just been like, oh, yeah, Bombers plus 12. But this game, like William Powell said, they were in it at the end, and they had a chance, and that's all they wanted. Just didn't go their way at the end.
Yeah, and because the other guys get paid, too. How many times a season do we hear the other guys get paid, too? To you, thank you so much for being with us all season long. Certainly hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Please do stick with us for the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball. You can win a special Bronc Beer gift pack if you tell us that the stars of the game were William Powell and Albert Owachi. 2022 could be even better. But maybe the best thing left this season will be the Hamilton Tiger Cats upset in the Grey Cup.
I think that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are going to walk in there and they're gonna play well, and I think they're going to get it done.
Dane Evans, 16 of 16 today.
Played well.
He's going to be perfect in the Grey Cup. The Bombers upset the Tie Cats last year. It's the Tie Cats' turn to upset them this year because I don't want to come back here and hear two Grey Cup banners and Bob Irving rubbing it in my face.
I just want both teams to have fun.
Yeah. things that you'll never hear Luke Mullinder say right here. Thank you so much for being with us. Sports Gage Radio Roundtable is next for Luke Mullinder. I am Derek Taylor. It has been our pleasure to bring you Rider football, man, all this season. We're back in 2022 with perhaps a run to the home Grey Cup.
Ooh,
of their
set the stage.
Thanks for being with us. The Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.